on the base of the base, Rashi, halfway down the page. Zegitech im mati. So, Shchibir Rashi, Kosev get Ishtoi, person who was ill. He wrote a get to his wife, Be'echamin al Shenas Alolu. With one of these, and the Mishnah gave three examples of how he could write it. Zegitech im mati, Zegitech mecher lizeh. This is your get, if I die. His goal over here is to prevent her from falling to Yibum. I mean, she's not going to marry him anymore. She's dead. He's dead, but the point is she shouldn't have to await a situation of Yibum. Or, Michal Lizeh, which means, Mishayiv Sechal Lizeh, Mashma, who may smash Sechal Lizeh. So it means when the illness ends and he dies. The get is not, doesn't accomplish its intended goal. Shem Misha Pasak, at the time that ends, or when he dies, or when the chali ends, which means he dies, he's no longer has the ability to megarish. He's no longer alive. Okay, so the din of get lachamisu we have from that mishnah, which is the resha. The Mora says no. Really, I could argue, Dilma, that the din of get lachamisu I know from the resha. The purpose of the sefer is not, however, for the diuk that we're suggesting before, to tell me that a case of when the person did not return due to illness, that is a valid kiyum of the tanai, which is what Rava said. But rather, no, that's not the point at all. All the sefer in Lebosi, it says I don't come back in 12 months, and then he dies. The chiddush over here is to say not like the opinion of the Rabbi Seinu. The Pligi Allah, they disagree. But Amri, they ain't get lachemisa. They ain't get lachemisa. Who? It's not a case of get lachemisa. The kivan, the cost of beget zman ksivosoi. There's a date in the get. Who mechiach? So that indicates shekach arman law. This is what he meant to say. If I don't arrive in that time, in 12 months, the get should be retroactively valid from today. Just write the date that you're targeting. If I don't arrive by this and this day, it should be a get. Why is it relevant when he wrote the get? Well, it's relevant to figure out 12 months. So you can write the date. So why did he write the date? Because of this argument of the fact that he wrote the date, he must mean, they're arguing, that it should be this is the zman of the chalois of the get with a tanai. Because they said, hitzuruli nase, b'loi chalitza, they allow this woman to marry out without chalitza. She's not falling to Yibum. Lahi de'im loi basi. Because of Rabbi Yossi Shita, zman of Hashem Achei Chalav. It's loi lechinam. This is zman of the Seichel. The date is not written in there for no purpose. Im loi ladia must be the purpose of the date. He's divorcing her from now. If he doesn't arrive, he didn't write me'achshav or me'hayoyim. The command the kosev me'hayoyim domi. So it has the equivalent status as if he said me'hayoyim. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, is to say that we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold like this Rabbi Seinu. Rabbi Yossi's din was set over there in Bava Basra. Does not a cursive in the chutz of Libanoi. Person is writing up a shtar matana. So the same way you cannot divorce after a person dies, so a person cannot give away in the chutzim after he dies. So he wants, but he doesn't want the present to take effect while he's actually living. He wants to still use the items. So, Sarach Shita Mehayoim Ula Acher Mizi has to write from the that today, it should take effect today, after when he takes, when he dies, it should have to be from today. In the custom of Yom, and a matana. If he doesn't write Meyom, he just says Lachar Misa, so it's supposed to take effect then. He's not, he can't. He's not the owner to give it away anymore, but it belongs to the Yershim. His other the other brothers as well. See, he can't give it away anymore. But Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Tzarchi, they don't have to write Meyom, because the date itself acts the equivalent of Meyom. Okay. So the Gemara. So Rabbi does not have a source from the case of Imloy Basti Mikan Batshemas Chodesh. Velam and say, well, maybe Rabbi's source is the following. The Mishnah over there continues and he says that so if the person says Zekitach Imloy Basti Ad Mikan Batshemas Chodesh and a get, right? But let's say he says May Achshav. He has the word me'achshav. Umeis b'sarich shnimas ha'chadish. He raised a get. So, since he wrote me'achshav, even though he doesn't come back after 12 months, if he doesn't come back after 12 months, it's not the mission, even though the reason why he didn't come back is due to the fact that he died, but he didn't come back after 12 months. So the lach is a raised a get. So even though the language was, if I don't come back, and the reason why he didn't come back was due to something beyond his control, the fact that he died, it's still a valid get. So the same thing would be true in a case where the person didn't come back because of illness. That's Rava's din. That the argument that I didn't fulfill the tanai of my own volition, there's some circumstances which force the person to fulfill the tanai. It's not an argument. The Gemara says no. Maybe Rava is not correct. But Dilma May Stavka Donichale Dontepol Kamayavam, that we say that he does not mean to exclude a case of mace. He wants the case of mace to be true because his goal over here is that she shouldn't fall to Yibum. So you can't say, well, he only fulfilled the tanai against his will, because he died, and still it's chal. So you see that the oinus is irrelevant. No, over here, that's exactly what he wanted. But chayli, he means, he says, listen, if I leave and I don't come back, you know, you move on. But if I want to come back, I don't want you to move on. Well, he wanted to come back. He didn't want the marriage to end due to illness. So that's not his interest. So that you can't prove Rabba's point. So Rabba's point cannot be proved either from the ratio or the sefer. Elam Morse, maybe Rav is from a different source totally. Elam Eha, from the following. Dahud Amr Lahud, there was a person that said to them, which means to the Adam and to the woman, Eloi Asina Mikan Batlashin Yemen Lehevi Gita. If I don't come back in 30 days, it should be a get. Also Besoif Tlashin Yemen. So he came back at the end of the 30 days. Paske Mavra. Sometimes the way they would cross over a river was with the Mavra. Mavra was like a raft that they would send them back and forth across the river. So the Mavra was on the wrong side. It was on the other side, and he couldn't get across. Amalus, he called out to the people, Chazuda soy, Chazuda soy. You see, I'm here. I've arrived, and I can't get across to say I've actually fully come back due to something beyond my circumstances. Amar Shmuel, loy shmei masya. That's not called coming back, and therefore the tanai was fulfilled. He didn't come back, and the get is a get. See, even though he didn't come back, the reason why he didn't come, he only fulfilled the tanai due to something beyond his control, beyond his desire. So he wanted to be back, but the oinus of the lack of the ability to cross the river was what fulfilled the tanai, and Shmuel says it's a valid fulfillment. So you see, ein oinus begitten. You see, Rav is then. You can't argue that the reason why, if the fulfillment was due to an oinus, it's not a good fulfillment. You see that it is a good fulfillment. Moran says no. So the shkiach shani, that the marble is an ongoing problem. It's always half the time on the wrong side, right? So he should have, if that was something which truly he did not want to be taken into consideration, the kimani boile lasnuye v'loy asni. He should have spoken out. And if I come back and I can't get across because of the Mavra, I want that to count as coming back. Even though the word coming back doesn't mean across, over there, means here. But I want to count, he should have spoken out. And that over there also counts as coming back if I can't come across because of the bridge, because of the raft. Okay. So therefore, that's when Shmuel said, that's not the get is going to be effective, but other types of situations which are not shkiyach, the person did not necessarily foresee them. So you can't argue that the lack of making any type of qualification indicates he agrees, because he didn't think of it. Over here, he thought about it. It's very obvious, and if he didn't qualify, means he's agreeable. That's Shmuel's din, but Rava's din is a case where the person did not think about it. The lack of qualification doesn't mean anything, and still, Rava says that just the halacha is if it's fulfilled, it's fulfilled, whether it's an oinus or not. That you can't prove from Shmuel's din. So we don't have. We've tried three sources for Rava, and none of them have been a valid source. So the Mora is going to say that the truth is Rava does not have a source. Rava said it based on a Svara. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, we're holding on the wide lines at the bottom, the third wide line. Velame Seifa. Maybe Rava's source is the Seifa. Gomer Rava, you know, just begit. Rava got his din from the Seifa. Says, if a person said Me'achshav, so there's no we remove the problem of Ein Get Lachamisa. The fact that it's due to Misa is okay. It's an oinus. Raise again. Valvagav, the oinus golem in Misa. He didn't come back due to Misa. I mean, that's beyond his control. Alma oinus begitten. So we see that the fact that the lack of the fulfillment was due to an oinus is called the fulfillment. And therefore, who didn't lachol? Mor says, no. Not all right. The chol atzma shekotzim leget. The whole reason why he wrote the get was Machlis Kane Kosov Law was due to this issue. Shim Yamas, Yegetlam Afreya. He wants that if he dies, the get should work retroactively in order she shouldn't fall to have to wait and be connected to the Yavam. This oinus is not against what he wants for the get. But a different oinus, the nichel and the betulei get the bay. He would not want the get to be effective under those circumstances. That's not called a fulfillment. It wasn't what he wanted. That's not called a fulfillment. Story of Shmuel, Poskim Mavra, Hanorma Hivsika, the river was in the way. That which they would use to go across was on the other side, and he couldn't go across. So he called out, Chazuda, I want you to see that I came. Shabosi, I came. I'm not sure what Rashi's adding, that the word asoy means I came. Shmuel says, that's not called coming. The get is chal. And he could remarry her, but she might marry somebody else. Or Begamakuna Nifselis Meyama, she's also to remarry she's also to marry Kayan. The get is effective. Okay. Something more. Ella. So what are we left with? Rav is swore to Nafshe Komer. The two lines on the bottom. Rav's source is not from he doesn't have a source based in the Mishnah or based on an early Amar Shmuel. He's saying it Misora. He's saying we can't have oinus be a consideration, mishum tznuos u mishum prutzos, because if we do, it's going to affect the women which are tsunuas, are very careful and try to do the proper thing in one way. And it's going to affect the women which are prutzis in another way. Okay. Mishum tsunuas, how would it affect the tsunuas? The amarta loy lehevi gitta. If you're going to say, the more Rabbi said like this, means really mikra din onus should be a problem. Mikra din onus should be a problem, and fulfilling it through an onus is not called fulfilling. That's the more is coming up. Even though the reality is what was said was done, he didn't come back. But if he didn't come back due to something beyond his control, that's not called not coming back. He did not fulfill that condition of not coming back. Because that means he did not come back. Here, the circumstances made it that he didn't come back, not that he did not come back. But we're going to be misakin mirabanon that no. So it means that right now the get is not a get. We're going to be misakin that the get is a get. And the more is going to ask, how do we do that? We're going to intervene and say, no, don't worry. Even though Mikra did the right, so the get is not a get, we'll make it a get. Why? Because if we say that the luck is that it's not a get, the Amrit Lo, the heavy get, if we're going to leave it on the Ikir Adin, that it's not a get, what are we afraid of? Zimn and Doyon, there'll be situations where the man was not an oinus, he didn't come back. But for some, the woman who's a snooze is going to say, how do I know the get's a get, and I'm allowed to remarry and allowed to move on with life? Maybe there's an oinus. She'll be sitting there worrying about the possibility of an oinus. And she'll sit in a situation of igun, of being word oigun is an anchor, literally. She'll be ma'ugun, she'll be anchored down to him. She's going to be sitting here with this, because in her mind, she's always very careful and very worried about doing the right thing. She's going to dream up all these possibilities and never allow herself to move on, because she's always, maybe it was an itis. Listen, he hasn't been back for 5 years, but yeah, I don't know, maybe it's an itis. So she's never going to move on. She said, listen, lady, whether it's an itis or not, don't worry about it. Either way, it's a valid get. Okay, so if we're telling the halacha, even if it's an itis, it's still a valid get, so she can move on. That's the concern of the tznuis. The prutzis is the other way around. Mishum prutzis. The amrit lo lehevi gitta. If you're going to leave it on the ikar adin, that the get is not effective. Zimin the onus, there are situations where there was an onus, and maybe it would be obvious or it would be logical to consider the possibility of an onus. Rabbi, she says, nah, don't worry, lo onus. There wasn't an onus. It really is a get. But it's a get bottle of an MMZM. But reality is, it wasn't a get. Because we're going right now that a fulfilling the Tanai, a negative Tanai, of not coming back, due to an onus, is not called a fulfillment. So therefore, the get is not a valid get. And she says, don't worry about it. It probably wasn't an onus, and everything is fine. She'll marry. But reality is, the get is not a get, and the kids are MMZM. So we don't want that situation that we're generating Mamzerim and Klai. So we said, you know what? If he doesn't come back, he doesn't come back. Inus, we'll deal with that.
I understand is Rava saying that there is, like, he has a Svara that there must have historically been some type of Takana, or is it that Rava's Shita is that, look, I'm establishing now.
He's making a no. Yeah. So the case of the tznuah is in a case where we're not aware of any oinus, she's going to dream up oinsim. In the case of the prutz says, even if we're there's reason to believe there's an oinus involved, there's the rumor going around, whatever it is, that the issue is an oinus, she doesn't care, she's going to go ahead and listen, Rabbi, did he come back? Didn't come back. Yeah, who has to believe the rumors? Let's go get married. And she's going to get married and create Mamzer. Moore says, okay, this is wonderful. Mika Midi, so do we have such a thing as Midaraisa Lolehevi Gitza? Midaraisa, the get is not valid because an Akiyum Ayale Oinus is not Akiyum. And therefore the get is not effective. And we're saying, yeah, but if we're going to leave it like that, we're going to have this major problem. And therefore we're going to make the get into a get. Allow her to remarry. You're going to be matter. She's an ishizish. The get is not a get. She's an eshes ish, and you're being mad to her because of these concerns. What is that about? Samar says, yeah, and we do have the power. Called the Makadish, that the Rabbanah Makadish, if Kin Rabbanah the Kedushim Mineg. So Chama will use the Kayach of Hafkah that they were given because he was Makadish, a die to the Chacham. So now the Morris is going to have this conversation, which we've seen already before. We saw this in the Yavamis twice. So Amal Ravina Larvash, Tay not the Kaddish Bekaspa. I understand when he's Makadish or Bekaspa. So the Chacham say, listen, you know, that he give it's if we will argue that what's happening is he's saying that I'm giving you this money for Kedushin purposes, but if the rabbis say it's not for Kedushin purposes, it's for Matana purposes, okay, they can say that. That's their power to do that. But Kaddish Rabbiya might kill the Meimar. But in the case of Kaddish Rabbiya, what exactly is he saying? What are you going to say over there? Some more answers. Shavur Rabbanon Lebilos Bilas Nus. Okay. If the Chumim intervenes, and they said that if he's Mekadosh that Rabbanon, we chose that this act of Bia, which for the Kedushin wasn't for Kedushin purposes, it was just for living with her purposes, not for Kedushin purposes. And they never were married. So the Hafkoah works retroactively. Okay. Zot's Rashi, top of the page. So Zimin Delionis, there are times where there was no onus. And really, it's about the get is valid, and the woman is allowed to move on. She's divorced and go marry somebody else. But because the woman is a tsnua, Visavra Dilma Onis, she's afraid maybe he didn't return due to an onus. Better get that if that's the reason why he didn't come back, it's not a good get. She's scared to get married. Okay. The other situation, by the Prutza, we're worried about that really there was an oinus. Tosfos says there's a curl going around, there's an oinus. So we should really be concerned about that possibility. She says, nah, don't worry about it. No problem. She gets married. When the man comes back, and he is able to clarify that the reason why he didn't come back was Utsunaitis, and therefore Mikra din, the get is not a get. So that would be a possibility which could happen. Therefore, the Ficha Amru Yeheget, the Chacham intervened and said that no, even if the fulfillment of the Tanai was due to an oinus, which Mikra did is not a fulfillment, and therefore the get is not a get, we said it's a get. Morris says, what do you mean? Minaraisa, lo have a get. Now, Sarashi says, so let's go back to the root of this issue. We're saying really that a fulfillment through an oinus is not called a fulfillment. So, Grashi, how do I know that? Where does that come from? Shemitzino tanasar, this minotaro. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, the case where a man is manas nara marasa, lenara losasa davor, you shouldn't do anything to her because she's an oinus. Right? So, you see that oinus in the Dinei Atara is a valid argument. So B'chanam, it says over here, just like, what is Rashi bringing from the Pasuk? I mean, over there it's discussing whether the person deserves to be punished. So you understand, you don't deserve to be punished, it wasn't her fault. But how does that prove our discussion over here, where the question over here is, he says a language of, if I don't arrive. And he didn't arrive. So he didn't arrive. So the get is fulfilled. No, but he didn't arrive due to an oinus. That's not called fulfilling the language. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? So he says he quotes a piece from the Chem de Shlomo. So the Chem de Shlomo says a yesoid. It builds up a Gemara of a Zora that the way the Torah perceives an act done on the oinus. It's lacking in the human element of the act. The definition of maisim in Dinei HaTorah is maisim, which is the human being with his das, completes or doesn't complete whatever it is. But it's the das of the human being which defines the action. The reason why an oinus is potter is because it's not considered the action of the person. his body did it. He physically did it. The woman physically had relations. The person physically did the aveira. But the reality is the oinus is what compelled it. So it means that it wasn't the das of the other which compelled it. So it's not called the mice of the other. It's called the mice which was generated due to the circumstances. It's not the person's action. We don't connect the action to the person. She says, there's a mechayes rishonim of a person. The loch is that avodah zarah is one of the dinim of yehareg v'yavur. The Rambam says the moshe. Let's say a person did do avodah zarah under oinus. He did avodah zarah under oinus of misa. Well, the fellow threatens him, if you don't do avodah zarah, I'll kill you. And he did it. The Rambam says he's not chayiv misa for oinus for avodah zarah. He was over the mitzvah say of Benikdashti, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which says, give up your life under these circumstances. But Avodah Zarah, he didn't do Avodah Zarah. He's an oinus. He's not Chayav Skila for Avodah Zarah. He's over the say of Benikdashti, Mesech Benei Yisrael. That's the Rav Mashiach. Tosfos disagrees and says, no, that there's a Chayav Misa for that situation. But the more, even according to Tosfos, The more says, but a behema which was nevad al yaday oinus does not get a din of a nevad to have a din that is possible for a korban. So the Chacham Shemesh says, what does that mean? The maisa was nevad. Says, so the animal was bowed down to, the animal was worshipped, the animal was there was. So what does it mean? It's apparently that's not called nevad. So the oinus is not a p'tur in the oinish. The oinish is not a p'tur in the oinish. I remember learning this more with my Shiva about the oinus and the oinus because he's a Litvak and the oinus is this kid did an oinus. It's the kid did an oinus. What is he saying? Right. So it removes the status of the maisa. The maisa wasn't the maisa of avoider. So Chacham Shemesh says, what do you see? You see that the argument of oinus in the Torah is it removes the human element from it. So it's not called an act. It's not the act the Torah is talking about. So similarly over here, this is not an act. He didn't come back. But that's not the action which is required to fulfill the Tanai. It's a Rashi learning from the Pasuk. Some are kind of arguing the Chumash, they bring rise against the Chumash, so you have to be mad over here a little bit different. But that's how Rav Chanan explains this Rashi. Kol Makadish, Kol Makadish Ishal Das, and when a man's a Kaddish woman, so Rashi says a fancy language. Al Das, he does it with intention. Higu Chachm Yisrael B'Yisrael Humakadish. With whatever the Chumim has set up, the way things should work, that's what he had in mind. Shio Kayamin Kedushin Lefi Divrei Chachamim. It should be valid or not valid, but I get it in shehuksh for chachamim. Now it wasn't something that they just pop took away a kedusha. It means if eventually there's a get, and this is a get which maybe shouldn't work, the chachamim said, you know what, we're going to empower this get based on your original intent. We had them over there in Yavamis, where the guy was, where it wasn't later on. It was at the moment. He said, you know, this is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. What you're doing, what you did was improper, therefore the kedusha is not a kedusha. But that wasn't the situation over here. They were living together. It wasn't at the moment of the kedusha. Chacham said, no. This is years later. And now we want to say retroactively it wasn't. That has to have a get. Of course, about a kedushin, kashiyavu get kizeh akarei. When a get eventually comes, they're maftiyah. So again, Rashi stresses it's only if there's a get. Tedach lemeimer daf kato kida kadosh mekaspa. I understand that we could say that this of kato in a case where he married her with money. The name of gets a oiker hakedushin. When they give a get now, we look backwards and say it's an akira of the kedushin. Voisamos matana mikarm. We said no, the money wasn't really money of kedushin. It was money of a matana. The Kaddish Babia, my Afkata Mikara Ikot. How are you Mafkiya? Now Rashi launches into an interesting discussion. Dr. Bishlama, Ayane get kosher. Avish Kedushin Chayom and Ad Achshav Gzeres Hakozavi Shaget Karsoy Umatav Yisur Mikan Alabo. By a real get, it doesn't work retroactively. It works Mikan Alabo. Like, why Rashi felt the need to explain that now? The Kohenim get all nervous. Alright. I was there, she'enu get min haTorah. It's not a get. Matomach Shiroi, and the way you, only way you can validate it, imnei daito shozeh, kitcha kitcha. That his intent originally when he married her 25 years ago, we say, al das chachamim, he did it with intent, with how the chachamim would decide. Meshebit lo yalpi chachamim. And it should come bottle if the Chachamim say so. So we have to learn Meshimi Karin Lo Yehu Kedushin. We have to say that it works retroactively. There never was a Kedushin. Because it's Rebiyah, Vata Oikri, Kedushin, Mafreya, Mate Al Biyosa. But what's with the Biyah? How are you going to redefine the Biyah? So the answer is, Shavu Rabban Bilasa, Mafreya, Ayere Get, Shehu Midivreyem. When a Get comes later on, which is only a valid Mirabbanan, they're going to say retroactively that the Bila was Bila's Nus. He said, they decide. So they said, well, yeah, we decide that wasn't a Bia of Kedushin, it was a Bia of Znus. Okay. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi says, my Rebbeim said a different pshat in the Sugya. Totally different pshat in this Sugya. Rashi is going to bring it, and Rashi is going to have strong arguments against it. In other words, what's bothering the Rebbeim, what's bothering Rashi is, what was the worst question? Kesef versus Bia. If you understand the logic behind Kol Demekadesh or Datu Bana Mekadesh, it's a simple Tanai. Right? So a man says, to a woman, listen, you know, I'm not sure my father agrees to this. I'm in Mekadesh right now. I'll das whatever my father says. Right? He can do that. He can make such a Tanai. So go to the father and says, well, what do you want? I don't want it. Okay. So what's with the money? I don't care what's with the money. It's irrelevant what's with the money. But you made a Tanai. The Tanai was, if Abba says yes, it's a Kedushin. If Abba says no, it's not a Kedushin. So what is that? Who cares what it is? Right? It's if that's how you understand what's happening over here. So what's the worst cash? The worst is, babe, I can't survive, I understand. They come and say, and come along and say the money was matana, not a Kedushin. By Bia, what are you going to say? Oh, the Chachamim said it's Bila's nose. It's a simple, Imir Tzahaba. Imir Tzahachachamim. Right, that's all. So the Chachamim said yes. Yeah, but someone says no. No, like, what's the worst cash? So the fact of the worst is assuming the Kesef is more easy to understand than Bia, we have a problem. So the Rashi's Rebbeim, because of that, went the totally different approach. And they said that Kedushin Kesef is the Rabbona, not the Raisa. So the Mor says, okay, if Kedushin Kesef is the Rabbona, so obviously the Chachamim can do whatever they want with it. They made the whole thing. But Kedushin Bia, which is the Raisa, the Mor says, what's going to be with that? Oh, the Mor says, okay, yeah, we're going to invoke a Hilchus Tanoyim. But if both are the Raisa, so we have to invoke Hilchus Tanoyim anyway. So what's the shock of a target? The Rebbe saying said, no, Kedusha Kesef is the Rabbona. You don't need to know him for that. The Chachamim, the same Chachamim said it's a Kedushin, could say, under circumstances, it's not a Kedushin. I don't need to know him for that. Bia, the Mor says, what's the name of Bia? The Mor says, oh, Bia, which is the Raisa. Oh, that we have to invoke the rules of Tanoim. So that's quite a statement that Kedusha Kesef is on the Rabbona. Like, you know, we all married our wives through Kesef, right? Shemati, Kol Rabbeisim Meforshim. All my Rebbeim learned up this Gemara like this. The Kaddish Bekas, it makes sense. The Kedushin is Rabbanan Inu. Because the Kesef is Rabbanan. So Rashi, V'ef Shalom Ken. It's impossible. Why? Chara, number one. The Gzeira Shava He. The source that Kedusha Kesef works, the more Kedushin says, is Gzeira Shava. Kicha kicha mis the Ephraim. Halomim Gzeira Shava. Kamosha Kazim Meforeshu. The Chodover. Gzeira Shava is a Din Deraisa. It has this equivalent status as if it's written in a Pasik. So it's a Pasik. So what's an Armorosa? She has to be a Psula. So how is he Makadashir? Now a Bia. She's a psula, right? So what's the law of Amar Rasa? She gets skila. She gets skila. She only married Mirabonan. He married her with Kesser. Either one of you know, hey, circle Mal Yadai. How could we give the Amar Rasa skila? They didn't have beer because she's a psula. So what do you mekadosh her with Kesser? And now she's a mezana. If she doesn't berotz, she's chayiv skila. For what? For kedushin rabbanon. Or a case where it was shaygeg, you bring a korban, mavin chulam azara, al shigasan. You bring a korban in the azara, which is the midrash, it's not a korban. So it's chulam azara. Okay. So, it's clear from, you know, multiple places that it's not kedushin kesef, kedushin kesef is not the rabbanon. Okay. Furthermore, Zakarashi, what are they trying to gain? They're trying to gain why Kesef is understandable. Well, the other day, you're going to have to come out to Hilchos Tanoim anyway. Besides, anyway. At the end, Ki Kamashaninan, once we finally answer, Shavu Rabbanon Lebilos Abilaznus, Akar Chatzar Chatzal Mefarish Kamoshi Pirashti, that you, the Rabbosai, are masking that Tanoim work over here. And at the Raisa level, because your mouth can be at the Raisa, and then we're saying that she's okay. How's it going to work? Shekadusha nekar meikara, will it be kind of labo? Okay? So that it works retroactively. That's the only way it can work. So that's true, that's Shabbat Kesev also. Now, why is Rashi stressing this? Because Rashi's going to say in the next line, there was an opinion who said Shavru Rabbanon Milos Abilas Nus means Mikan Labo, not Lamafreya. So Rashi says that. What does that mean? But Mafar Shloimer Shavru Rabbanon L'chol Mekache Bia. I'm sorry. He says that they have no power to do it retroactively. So Kesef, why does Kesef make sense? Kesef, it's the Rabbanon. Bia, you know what? It's not Hilchos Tanoim either, because Rashi says, if Tanoim work, they can work, they can Shabbat Kesev also, and only the Shaka Mataria is it easier to make the Tanai by Kesev than it is to make the Tanai by Bia? Okay, that's how I'm learning. But you're saying you don't like the Div Tanoim. So what are you going to do by Bia? The answer is, the Pshat in the Gemara is, this Pshat says, a totally different Pshat. That not that this scenario, retroactively they made Bia's Nus. The Chama said, Kedushin with Bia is Bia's Nus. All the time. It never works. Shavura Bonan, the Kol Makaji Bibia, Bilas Nus, that's what they say, Pshat Nimor, Toz Gomer. That's a Toz. The Bola Hatha, Eshad Isha, Miskadash Bibia, Below Get. So according to them, even if there's no Get in the future, anytime a man's Makaji Woman Bibia, the Kedush is not effective. And she can go marry somebody else. That's what they're saying. Whoa! There's no such Gomorrah. Therefore, Rashi says that the Chum end of the day, are using a Tanai. So explain the case of Kesef as a Tanai as well. So what's the Shaka Mataria? It's easier to make the Tanai by Momen, because Momen bets him, Chum and Power, Hefker, Bess and Hefker, and he clearly is doing it on their, based on their, you know, we're always agreeable to have somebody else decide for us if they can decide for us anyway, whether we like it or not. You might as well agree. You know? So I don't agree the Chama should decide. Well, the Chama said, we'll make it after anyway. We can do that. So you might as well agree to me, because whether you like it or not, you have to agree to me. Bia, I really need you to decide. So that's the Shaka Mataria. Fine. So to the Gemara. Let's go back to this little piece of Gemara. We need the man to truly decide that he wants a chaman to decide for him. Okay, so that's the first version of Rabba is ain't onus begitzin. Rabba's statement was lenin gitzin ain't okay. Okay. So the more so ikad amri back in the more amar Rabba v'chein lenin gitzin. That the same way not making a chuppah due to an oinus is not called, again, the halacha that we're fulfilling is the halacha. If a person does not marry, he's chayav mezonos. If does not do chuppah, he's chayav mezonos. Well, he didn't do chuppah, do tzunoinus. That's not called not doing chuppah. Right, double negative, right? That's, he didn't do chuppah, but that's not what the words not doing chuppah mean. An oinus is not a fulfillment of that, the halacha. So again, also, an oinus of not returning is not a fulfillment of the halacha. So, Al-Maksavar Rabbi Yeshan is begitin, that the argument of oinus does apply to get. So Moore says, now the Moore is going to go through what the Moore tried to bring as proofs to Rabbi before are going to be questions on Rabbi, and the Moore is going to answer the same way the Moore answered before. The Moore is going to answer, but the Moore before use it as a way to dis accept, to unaccept the proof. The Moore is going to use it over here as an answer on the question. He says, if he died, it's not called a get. It sounds like mesu, then a get. Hachola, raise a get. But if he became, if he didn't come back due to illness, it'd be a good get. It's only fulfilled through its oinus. And according to Rava, fulfilling through oinus is not a good fulfillment. And the get's not a get. And we're saying, if he got ill, it is a get. It's kasha and Rava. Where it says, other chola, nami, and a get. No, chola is not a get, like Rava says. So why discuss misa? So if he could become ashmelon, they get lachemisa. And get lachemisa, a tiny little ratio. Another from the ratio. No, the Moor says, no, Dilma lafuke mi Rabbi Seinu. The reason why he repeated it again, they tell me, even in a case of you don't argue Rabbi Yossi's din of his manas hashtar mechiecha. Fine. Toshmam. May actually be one of the bossy mekan b'shem ha-sukhadish, umeis b'shem ha-sukhadish, raise again. He didn't, he died. So now there's no problem in getting lachemisa. The only problem is the oinus. Don't worry about it. It's good. It's really good. It's an oinus. So lachar means my love, who had din lachol. It means any, even though the film was through an oinus of illness, it's a valid get. Kash and Rava. Look, mace dafka. The lichal and the tebe kamayavim. The reason why he chose a case of mace, it's only by a case of mace, because he obviously doesn't want that oinus to affect the validity of the get. He wants to get to Michal in that case when the oinus was Misa. But the oinus of illness, he doesn't want that. That's not a fulfillment. And the get's not a get. Toshma. Hudomer lehu. Ilo asina mikanvas toshim yom. Lehavi gita. He don't come back in 30 days. It should be a get. And also b'soyev toshim yom in a paske mavra. He came back and he's stuck on the other side of the river. So you see, an oinus is not a fulfillment. Right? Not like, which would be like Rava. No, I'm sorry. It's a cash on Rava. The Rava is saying there's, you can, an oinus is not a fulfillment. That's a common issue. He should have said something about it. But other oinsim are not included. Okay. So Rashi, one Rashi over here. The Taninan, Tanis Oinus, but Tanai get Lafkiyah. The same way we argue an argument of oinus to say he's not Chayvim Mazoinus. When he doesn't do the chuppah, we argue with Tana of Oinus to say that he did not fulfill the Tanai, and therefore the get is not valid. Okay.